Here I will present a simple-to-use module to get additional I/O ports. One PCF8574 is controlled by only two signals and gives us as many as 8 configurable I/Os together with an additional optional interrupt signal. What's more, two pins can drive as many as 8 PCF8574s simultaneously, giving us a total of 64 pins, and combined with the alternate address version, up to 128 pins. It is also worth knowing that nothing prevents other devices, such as sensors or their RTC clock, from being connected together with the PCF8574 on the I2C bus. But one step at a time. The PCF8574 is a so-called I/O expander, i.e. a circuit which, when suitably controlled, allows us to obtain additional input-output pins in our project. Specifically, the PCF8574 is controlled via the I2C bus, which is a bus based on two signals, clock and data, and allows us to handle multiple devices simultaneously. Multiple chips can be connected to a single I2C line, as long as their addresses do not collide. The PCF operates at 2.5 volts to 6 volts, so there should be no problems running it with either the classic Arduino or the ESP8266. Consider the leads of the PCF8574. SDA and SCL are the mandatory I2C lines. This is what we control this chip with. P0 to P7 are the legs of the circuit we control. They can be in the role of digital inputs and outputs. Pins A0, A1, A2 allow us to change the address of a given PCF piece, so we can connect more of them on one bus. The PCF offers 4 GPIO modes of operation. For more advanced users, it is also useful to provide a more detailed schematic, which also takes into account the line pull-up resistors from I2C. Out of curiosity, I should add that the catalog note also proposes a PCB layout for the expander. Here, however, I will use a ready-made module, which will simplify everything considerably. Module PCF8574. The commercially available PCF8574 module outputs all its legs on gold pins, which relieves us of the need to solder. All I/O, interrupt output, address pins, and the I2C bus are routed out, and on both sides. The aforementioned pull-up resistors are also on board. You can get the module for a few zlotys. By importing from abroad, you can even get 5 pieces for 10 to 20 PLN, depending on the promotion. Demonstration platform. As a rule, I've done this type of demonstration on an Arduino, but this time, I was tempted to use a Node MCU with an ESP8266. It will come out almost the same anyway. But in my opinion, platform I/O is a bit more convenient than the Arduino IDE, and knowledge of visual code is also useful for other languages. Recall the topic where I already presented platform I/O, clock on ESP12 and MAX7219 display, tutorial part 1, Arduino OTA basics. How to program a Wemos D1 ESP8266 board in the shape of an Arduino. Arduino OTA in platform I/O plate used I2C scan. Using the expander is very straightforward. But users often get lost through the I2C addresses. For this reason, I always suggest running an I2C scanner to start with. This simple program will verify our connections and display the I2C addresses of the devices connected to the bus. This will tell us if, at least hardware-wise, the situation is okay, as it is easy to swap SCL with SDA or connect something wrong. Here is my connection. Well, and the aforementioned scanner. It works. The layout address is seen. Now the same thing, but for 5 expanders with different addresses. The connection is trivial. Result, all expanders are seen. Add the PCF8574 library. I've discussed adding a library in platform I/O before, but basically it's done via libraries. Just click through. Type PCF8574 in the search engine and add preferably the same result as in my screenshot by Renzo Miscianti. The search engine can also show beforehand a library from a 2x16 LCD controlled by the PCF8574. But we care about the PCF8574 control itself. We will run the LCD another time. You can see examples of the library when adding it, but I've also put together some simplified demonstrations myself below. Blink. The library I propose by Renzo.